is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Start singing, I did not do my day. Said I feel good, oh Lord, so good, my Lord. Listen, yeah. I feel the Spirit moving, oh, feel it moving.
Praise God.
Father, we praise you. We praise you for who you are, how great you are, and the many blessings you bestowed upon us. So now, Lord God, we come at this appointed time, this appointed hour, looking to you for a word, Heavenly Father, that will be encouraging, that will lift up our hearts and our spirits, that we will run to you under what we call the dispensation of grace and ask, what must I do to be saved? And now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers in ministry, Mr. Bell, Minister Weston. To you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, those that are watching by internet, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, the first chapter, verses 9 through 11. And 1 Samuel, the second chapter, verse 1. 1 Samuel, the first chapter, verses 9 through 11. And 1 Samuel, the second chapter, verse 1. And when you have found it, say amen. Where we find these words which are recorded. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drank. Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. 1 Samuel 2, verse 1, And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over thy enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, a season and time of divine celebration. A season and time for divine celebration. And I wanted to focus on the celebration part because there are seasons and time that we need to focus as well. But when we think about what God is revealing and unveiling, it is applicable for this dispensation or this church age for us to know where we are going after this life. So many people in the world, almost 8 billion people in the world, many of them have a relationship, but they don't know. There are some that don't know the Lord. And what a tragedy it would be if those 8 billion people in the world suffer loss because they did not hear or they did not answer the call of salvation. You do know that you did not seek the Lord. The Lord is seeking you. For we are told in Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 and 2, Solomon said, "To everything there is a season and a time." And then Solomon said, "A time to be born and a time to die." And what this tells us is that everything God made, Duane, has a purpose as well as a season. I'm not as young as I used to be. I look at all of the spots up there that used to have hair, and it's not there anymore. I wear glasses now that I used to didn't wear, and my steps are getting shorter, and so are yours. If you are a child, just keep living. At this time and season, we see God manifesting his powers upon a people. At this time and season, we see something uniquely occurring, Daryl, right now, because you reflected upon it when you played concerning the Lord. We as a nation find ourselves in a season of thanksgiving. This season is full of joy and gladness. And we are seeing this Christmas spirit being permeated all over the country. Not the world, but the country. For in America, Christmas hit us in the December month. But we're seeing today Christmas lights and Christmas trees. And I put ours up right after Thanksgiving to get more time because of the purpose. Because I want the church and the world to know that we are Christian, which means we are Christ-like. We emulate who we believe we serve. It is a season and a time where family and friends come from near and far to celebrate with us. It is a season and a time where we can look back and see where we came from and see where the Lord, see how the Lord has blessed us. Amen. It is a season and a time to remember those who are less fortunate than us and how grateful we are for all of the things that God has given us. For I know I could have far less today if I had not been blessed by the Lord. It's a season and a time to be thankful for our homes, and our jobs, our children, and all of the things that God has given us and protected for us. It's a season to rejoice. And granted, we should have this every day of our life, but this seemed to be that month where it explodes in our inner being. For God is to be honored. For he is our maker and our creator, our sustainer of all things. And God is truly good. You miss your shout. For our God is truly good, and his mercy endureth forever. How many times have you thought about how good God is? Maybe it's right now because somebody was sick one day. Or maybe you're going through something right now and you're calling upon the Lord, who is our healer. And God is still answering prayers in this dispensation or this church age. For God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changed not. My brothers and sisters, God wants us to live, to be our lives, rather, to be filled with divine blessing. His desire is for us to be, our lives to be filled with divine blessing. Amen. In expecting or experiencing a season of celebration, we must understand that every celebration is from God. Yeah. But not every celebration is pleasing to God. Because sometimes we can celebrate at the club. Not long ago in Houston, there was a celebration, and children lost their lives because of crowds. That was a celebration that didn't please the Lord. In other words, God's desire is for us to experience the joys of life. But there are times when God is not pleased with how we demonstrate our experience of celebration. He's not happy with our celebration. You know, even in the church, sometimes when we hit that bad note, when we sing, God hears that, and God does not frown upon it because you're giving him your very best. And that's God. That's all God expects from us is our very best. And so even though maybe we don't want to sing because our voice may crack, God said that crack sounds good to him. Because you're honoring and worshiping and praising our Lord, our God, and our King. And he inhabited the praises of his people. The first thing, my brothers and sisters, we see in a season of divine celebration is that God remember you. God remember you. He knew you from the very foundation of the world. He knew your destiny. He knew where you would be at this very moment. God knows it all. He knew that you would be sitting right here at this very moment hearing a word for such a time as this in the 21st century. Some of us thought that the world would end in the 20th century or at the turn of the 21st century. And look where we are today. So we see in 1 Samuel, in that first chapter, in that 10th and 11th verses, we see a woman named Hannah. We're told Hannah was loved by her husband, who was Elkanah. Elkanah was concerned that his wife is troubled. And she is troubled because she is barren or she does not have children. And a woman barren, according to Jewish customs and tradition, was looked down upon. And that God had not favored her. We are told. In Hannah's deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly, and that makes it personal. Have you ever had a situation where you wept before the Lord? I know I have. I do it all the time. When I think about my children that are in California, there are times I get filled with emotion and I'm talking to the Lord about my son and my daughter and my grandchildren that I don't see so often. And I know there are times that I